This is a man who, as a student, had joined Tim Walz on a trip to communist China. AlphaNews.org has a story. Man who says he accompanied Walz on a trip to China calls him Maoist to the core. And he really is. You know, when we look at these people in the Democrat Party, you remember de Blasio went to Cuba. I think it was for his honeymoon as well, right? Bernie Sanders did a honeymoon in Russia. I think it was Moscow. What is it about these guys? And when Bernie Sanders went to Russia, it was before the Communist Party fell. I don't imagine he's got much use for Russia now. You got de Blasio, you got Bernie Sanders. They love communism. And you can put in that number, Tim Walz as well. And by the way, the person that was, you know, the rumor was that Commie Lala, had narrowed it down to two people, Tim Walz and Josh Shapiro, who is the governor of Pennsylvania. And he was the one that was put out front as the most likely pick. And so I did a little bit of research on him. Turns out she didn't pick him. But what I found was this is a guy who grows up in New York, and he's with his parents are very wealthy. He goes to Yale and things like that. And then he graduates Yale or Harvard, one of these Ivy League schools. He graduates and he went to Zimbabwe to teach economics. Zimbabwe, that is famous for hyperinflation. You know, the $1 trillion Zimbabwe dollar bill, you know, the $1 trillion thing. He went there to teach economics. Maybe that's what happened to their country. And he went there several years after that brutal communist dictator, Robert Mugabe, had taken over Zimbabwe. He went there to teach. It's like, you want to live in this? I mean, at the point where he went there, the communists had taken over. They were stealing land from the farmers. People were starving. The economy was starting to roll into a real basket case and everything. So he decides he's going to go there and teach high school. So that's the other candidate that Lala was looking at for vice president. This guy, a teacher for quite some time, and the student who went with him to China said it was almost a daily revelation of how much he adores the communist regime. The former student told Alpha News, for over a decade, Tim Walz traveled to and from China, first arriving in the country in 1989. Walz taught at a high school in partnership with a nonprofit program affiliated with Harvard. During his first trip, Walz was visiting Hong Kong when the Tiananmen Square protests began in April. After the massacre, he later took a train to Beijing to visit the square, according to the New York Times. Now, I've been in China, I've been in Hong Kong, and Hong Kong is free, right? And it's also a long distance by train from Beijing, a long distance by train. And so he specifically wanted to go there. I mean, he's in Hong Kong, which, again, was one of the freest countries in the world. Milton Friedman did a series about how free Hong Kong was because the British really didn't care. They just kind of left them alone. So it was really, really very much a laissez-faire economy until the communists, until the lease with the British ran out and they just turned it back over to the communists, and they started tightening down the screws. But this is 1989, and it's still very much a very free place. And so he sees what's happening in Tiananmen Square, and he goes to visit it. Now, is he going there because he is appalled by the news reports? Well, evidently not. Because when he returned to the United States after that first trip, he told local newspapers how much he enjoyed his time in China. On June 4th, 1994, Walz married Gwen Whipple on the fifth anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre, and Gwen told a local newspaper that Walz, quote, wanted to have a date that he'll always remember. So the Tiananmen Square event was more memorable to him than his anniversary, I guess. Right? The Wall Street Journal reported that. The couple spent their honeymoon in China. Okay, so you got Bernie goes to communist Russia. Walls goes to communist China. De Blasio goes to communist Cuba for their honeymoons. And that was according to local reports at the time. Just think about this, too. How designing this guy is. He was always preparing for his political career. How many teachers take kids, you know, as part of a trip to a foreign country, and then call up the press and say, let's do an interview about what I just did? Constantly promoting himself and putting this stuff in. But again, look at his connections to China. You know, one of the things that I said in 2020, I said, if we have Biden in the White House, it'll be war with Russia. I said, if we have Trump, it'll be war with China. The Democrats, Biden, Walls, Lala, they are friendly to China. And he loves it. You know, wanted to get married on the date of the Tiananmen Square massacre. And went back to China. And so this person, he would take summer trips to China and then honeymooned there as well. And then would take summer trips to China. Walls said in a 2016 interview that he has traveled to China about 30 times as a teacher and as a member of Congress. The New York Post recently reported that Walls was a visiting fellow at a state-run university in China as recently as 2007. And Peter Schweiker, who does books about, did a book about him, as well as a lot of other Democrats, has linked him to some of these Communist Party cells. I haven't looked at that to see how legit that is yet. So I just mention it in passing. For several weeks, Walls and his group of students explored China together in the summer of 1995, said the student who asked that they not use his last name. His first name is Shad. There's probably not that many people who have a first name of Shad who went to China with Tim Walls, unless they're using an alias for that. Anyway, he said they saw Tiananmen Square. They walked along the Great Wall of China. They traversed the country. However, the former student says he was struck by Walls' adoration of China and its communist ideology. Yeah, I was too. I was struck by how people remembered Mao. But then I remember how people remember Abraham Lincoln. In this country, it seems like if you go to war with your own people and you killed, you know, tens of millions, which if you normalize the population for Lincoln, that's what happened. But it seems like these horrible people who unnecessarily take us into war and get tens of millions of us killed are celebrated by everybody. It's just amazing. It's like a cult builds up around them during the wartime and it continues on. And so when we were in China, you know, we kept seeing all these places where they would sell pictures of Mao and the little red book and caps and this and that. And it's like, what is going on? These people don't have a clue as to what's going on.
Victor writes the history.
That's right. That's right. And Tim Walls sells the history that they wrote. So he's there. And this college, this high school student that he's with said, I was really struck by his adoration of China's communist ideology. There was no doubt, he said, that he was a true believer, said Shad. I've been trying to tell people this for 30 years and nobody wanted to listen. At night, we'd go out and we'd walk the street fairs and we'd be buying souvenirs. And Tim was always buying Mao's little red book. He said he gave them his gifts. I saw him buy at least a dozen on the trip that I was on with him. Wow. Can't get enough of those. Can't get enough of that little red book.
People need to understand that mass death isn't an unhappy side effect. It's part of the plan for these people. They that's want right. you and everyone like you dead and gone.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, Mao's a political philosophy book just loves it. Just loves it. And it is a program of death. You're absolutely right. He said it would be like if we went to Germany and he was buying copies of Mein Kampf. Right? That's a good analogy, quite frankly. He said, if there was any doubt about what I'm saying, just look at the policies enacted by his administration, like the country's worst abortion law, anti-free speech laws, the riots. He is a Maoist to the core and should not be underestimated. Shad drew attention to the similarities between the messaging of Walls and of Kamilala Harris, including phrases like the politics of joy and unburdened by what has been, unquote. Right? This is similar to the propaganda materials used by Mao. People need to have their eyes wide open, said Shad, the snitch hotline in Minnesota, straight out of the CCP.
Of biased and false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets and
publishers
simply aren't true without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Break free from the usual script with a David Knight Show, a fresh perspective bringing you genuine insights on current events. But if the show is going to stay on the air, we'll need your continued support. Sharing the show, subscribing, and even just hitting the like button all help. And if you found our show helpful, please consider donating and becoming a part of a community that values the truth. Because independent, listener-funded news, untouched by corporate globalist agendas, is extremely important to our liberties.